If you're young, just finished school or university and can't find a job, you're not alone. Youth unemployment has been increasing, and often youth are forced to do volunteer work for a while before getting a job. Lujain Hawari reports.
Young university graduates have increasingly found it difficult to find a job after completing their degree, despite actively looking for jobs. Spokesperson for the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence, Farah Farouk, says that youth unemployment has been stubbornly high since the GFC in 2008.
Well, look, the issue of youth unemployment is a very serious one in one of the richest countries in the world, which is Australia. We have currently double the overall rate of unemployment for young people. So it's nationally around 12%. And it's been stubbornly high, particularly since the GFC in 2008. We had the global financial crisis. It did have quite a damaging effect on our economy. And so it's been hard to, lower the youth unemployment.
There has been an increase in both underemployment and long-term unemployment.
There has also been this new element in the economy, which is underemployment, where people have some hours, but not enough hours. That they desire, they have some work, but not the, they want more. Then there's the issue about long-term unemployment. You know, you'd be surprised to hear that there are around 50,000 young people, 15 to 24, who've been without work for 12 months or more.
Acting Commissioner at the Queensland Anti-Discrimination Commission, Marilee Holmes, says young people often do long-term voluntary work before they are given a job due to a lack of experience.
Look, it is extremely hard sometimes for young people to get work when they have had no previous employment and no experience in the area. And we often do hear of young people also being asked to do voluntary work for a long period of time before they actually given a job, so as another form of exploitation.
Former journalism student Taylor Tuvey says she has been underemployed since graduating over 1 year ago.
I graduated uni with a journalism degree. It's a very difficult industry to break into, but I managed to get a job with a marketing and communications company. However, the hours were not enough. I was underemployed. I wasn't being paid on time or anything, so I left that job and went back to my customer service job that I had throughout uni. And since then, over the past year or so, I've had a long history after graduating of just underemployment, working a couple jobs just to make ends meet. It's really tough.
She says some of her friends are in worse situations and believes that there isn't much faith in young people to be able to work.
A lot of my friends are unemployed or not working in their field at all that they studied for years for at university. There's just not enough jobs, not enough faith in young people as well to do these sorts of jobs.
Taylor believes students should have more work experience opportunities while doing their degree and be trained in ways to sell themselves to employers in order to be more equipped in getting a job after graduation.
There should definitely be a huge push to get students at university into lots of different work experience opportunities so that they really are equipped and job ready. Students should have a really good idea of how to write their resumes, cover letters, apply to jobs, sell themselves.
A data analysis from March conducted by the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence found 55 out of 87 regions in Australia have youth unemployment rates above 11%, compared with a national unemployment rate of 5.25%. Areas of the Queensland outback have the most youth unemployment rate of over 67%, showing that economic conditions differ greatly across states. Farouk says that young people still have their life ahead of them and should consider counselling, more networking and community work.
Never give up, because, being a young person is a real opportunity. Your life is ahead of you. Realise that you're not alone. It's not about you. It's about seeking the support and counselling of people who can help you get to your goals. Speak to your family and friends, networks. There might be opportunities through somebody you know.